This episode of Hyper Media Podcast is brought to you by GlacierGaming.co.uk, where you can see reviews and articles on games.
Everything game related, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah, that'll do.
We'll use that one.
We're sponsored by them now because they're giving us server space so we can make our own website, which we might be revealing in this.
Whoop!
This is the fourth episode of. Four?
It is four, yeah.
Four.
It's like check on me there under the mic. That's four.
2 months.
Yeah.
Basically.
Christ.
So yeah, how have you been?
I've been good, thank you. How have you been?
I've not been too bad.
You've been busy, boy, ain't you?
I've been very busy. I've lots of work, lots of uni work. Hadn't had a minute to scratch my anus. Any gossip with you?
Lovely. No, just very busy at work as well.
Yeah, right.
Christmas is coming, so everyone at Sainsbury's is panicking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure, whatever. Come on, guys.
I'm just stacking shelves.
Let's get on with it.
I'm just stacking shelves. Fair enough. Well,
I do more than that, Mike.
Yeah. Chatting up that
girl. Also write on paper.
Chatting up that bird I see every time I come in.
Bird? Yeah.
So where do you want to take us today?
Take us? I'm going to take... Let's just go to games first.
Gay.
Seeing as we talked about Glacier Gaming. Why is that gay?
Don't know. Carry on.
Okay. First game I'm going to talk about is The Walking Dead, the arcade game.
Yep.
I played the final episode of the series the other day. Bloody hell. So good.
Is that it?
It's amazing. I never thought I was going to say this, but I think that's my game of the year.
The Walking Dead arcade game.
The story.
Like the game where you don't actually play it, it's not that,
it's a story you get such
into. It's not really a game, it's just an interactive novel, isn't it?
Kind of like that. The story is amazing. It's so gripping. I think it's going to beat Halo for me.
Really?
Yeah. That's how good it was. Doesn't need multiplayer or anything. It's just that good.
I don't think I'll ever be given that a go.
You should do.
Well, that would mean I'd have to watch the episodes first.
What episodes?
The Walking Dead.
It's not part of the show.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I need to be kind of into it to actually play it.
Yeah, you have to follow what's going on.
Mm. So, talking about Halo, how's that going for you?
Great. Very good. Very good. Except I haven't done the campaign yet because I've got no one to play with. I was halfway through the co-op campaign and everyone buggered off to Call of Duty. Like a bunch of losers, so... Can't play with you because you're playing with Churchy. Cheers, mate.
That's right.
So I've got no one to play with.
Well, you were like, Mike, that means we can play it together, yeah? Can you play with me? And I was like, yeah, all right. First day coming out, you start over it. So karma has kicked you in the balls, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Anyone out there want to play with me? Just find my gamer tag, Lost Krampus, on the Xbox. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'd love to complete it sometime soon.
Or just play on your own.
I think I'm going to have to do that now.
What about online? You've been playing online?
Yeah, I'm already level 43.
That's ridiculous.
You think that's ridiculous? I saw someone with 108 the other day. I was you sad bastard.
Oh my god. Get out. I'm 20. I played it like four times.
Nearly everyone I've seen is about 50 now because I play the same rank. And I was like, as someone with 108, I was like, what are you doing in our game? Get out. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
108.
That is quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying online now.
We haven't played it much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I've seen you play it a bit.
But it's probably the most game... at the moment, that's probably the joint top game that I'm playing. But
because it's amazing.
Yeah, it's made me just give in with Gears, because I was watching a video of Gears the other day on YouTube, and I was just like, what is this?
Oh, I could kiss you.
Don't.
I won't.
So, carry on. Where are you going after that?
I'm so stunned that you've turned down Gears, finally. I've got to bring that up later, actually.
I'll probably still get Judgment, but still.
Yeah, you will.
Yep.
You're like me with Halo. When Halo 3 ended, I was like, I'll buy the other shit spin-offs and pray they're still good, even though they weren't.
Yeah, Halo Wars, you made me get that, and that fucking went bad.
ODST, that was pants.
I never got that. That's the one Halo game I never bought.
Good.
Can I just apologise to the viewers, because every time I take a deep breath, you hear... It's because I'm on a chair today.
Yeah, stop moving, God.
I'm trying. When you're like noticing noises in the microphone, you're just like, shit.
If it's that much of an issue, sit on the bed.
No, because that means getting over the wire.
Well, keep still then.
Right. So anyway, more games. What have we got?
I have Far Cry 3. I haven't played it, obviously. But it's
out. Is it even out yet?
It's out on the...
If it's out in November, 30th. That's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow. Today, tomorrow, whenever you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, Friday the 30th of November, that is out.
Yep. I'm not getting it.
No, I'm not getting it. I got Far Cry 2 and I was like, yeah, they're raving about this, and it was shit. It was
everyone's
awful.
Like, oh my god, Far Cry 2 is amazing. It was horrendous.
It was really, I didn't enjoy it in the slightest, so no. I am not getting that at all. Anything else?
No, that's all my games gone.
That's all your games gone.
Straight away, yeah.
There aren't many games coming out soon, are there?
No, I've got a few. But I'll name them later.
Okay.
Something I want to talk about. Television.
Yeah.
I've really heard, if you haven't heard this, but the BBC announced the other day that the current series of Merlin is the last.
I know.
Oh, damn it!
I know.
I was going to tell you, but I was like, no, save it for the podcast because you might not have heard. No. And you'd be like, what?
My mum told me the other day. I was like, no!
So they're going to love Merlin.
They're going to make it into a trilogy of films. No, you didn't know that, did you?
Is that what they've said?
Yep.
Why? I've read that they wanted to end the story here.
No, they're going to go on and make films out of it.
Ugh. Like, it hasn't done enough damage to the world.
Oh, yeah, like, it's done enough damage to the world. It's better than Lost.
So they're going to make films?
Yeah. Well, rumoured, anyway.
Well, I've read that they wanted to end the story here.
I can't believe it. I was actually gutted.
I'm surprised they didn't announce it before they started the series. They're like halfway in, we're like, oh yeah, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
This is the last series we're going
to
do.
I know. I was actually talking to it about, who was it with? I can't remember now. I was like, oh yeah, no, they'll make more series. It's too good not to make more series. No, we're just going to announce halfway through this series, it's the last. Balance. So,
it's not very good of them,
that's why
it?
Saturday night's half ruined now.
My, what else do you watch?
Saturday leading up to Christmas.
What's right, the finale's at Christmas.
Yeah, I know. But so you can enjoy it. No, but I mean, so like next year, it's usually Indian. Like eating Indian.
Oh, right,
not a man or a woman, like a chicken tikka.
Yeah.
Strictly Come Dancing. And then Merlin. Sado. And then Match the Day. Saturday nights. Sorted.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, sorry to break your little bombshell of breaking that news to me.
I really wanted to break it to you in the podcast, but... Damn you, Mrs. Lydia. Something else. I've talked about it every week since we started. So I'm going to do it again. Misfits.
Mm.
Your face. There are no original cast members left now. In about the middle of this series, they killed off their last original cast member. He became a zombie and shot himself. So now we're down to... free
oh
people
God.
Doing their community service and that.
Oh, right, okay. Well, moving on to better news.
What?
Is that it for TV?
Well, I had... you probably never watched it. Smash. It's a drama musical about Broadway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
Well, the Series 2 promo aired the other day, and I was just like, oh my God! I can't wait for the next series.
And in more TV news.
Yes.
Oh, no, I meant...
Oh, no, that's it. I thought you had something on your
no.
little list.
I don't really have TV, though, do I?
Well, not anymore, because Merlin's gone.
I know.
Whoop.
I'll have plenty when Spartacus... Let me say that again. When Spartacus comes out. War of the Damned. Hmm? It's... You know, you can talk to me, like, casually. If you want, you don't have to like mime whether the microphone's doing something. What?
It's coming.
Huh?
It is recording, isn't it?
Oh shit, it's not been. Yes, it is. Right.
You just shout that right on the mic. Get away from it.
Right.
Sorry. Can't believe we just put that in the podcast. Anyway. you got anything? No.
TV, no.
Okay, I've done TV as well.
You're done?
Film?
Right. Question for you, film related. Because my mate at work showed me a trailer for it, and he says it just come out or something, but he'd seen it on a website. it's a Pixar film, and it's about this... he's a game character.
It's not Pixar, but yeah.
No, it's Disney, though.
It's Disney.
It?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
And looks amazing.
Like, I was just... Is it not out yet?
No.
I watched the trailer. It had, like, Street Fighter characters in it.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, and it had,
Sonic's
like, it had
enemy.
All these bloody game... Sonic, yeah, all these game characters, and then, like, it's a Disney film, and I was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. He said it was really good, because he's watched it.
How has he watched it? It's not even out.
Movies2k.com, if you want to watch a film.
Why would you want to watch an amazing animation on crappy 2D on a computer?
Apparently he said it was, like, DVD quality.
I don't care. You go to the cinema and watch it, amazing 3D, like coming at you.
Oh, 3D shit.
Not an animation, it's not.
Yeah, it is. But I really want to watch that. When's it out? Do you know?
I don't.
What's it called? Wreck-It Ralph. Okay. Oh yeah, because yeah, he wrecks buildings and shit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's a baddie. He's like the bad character in a game console.
Yeah.
Arcade machine, and he doesn't want to be the bad character anymore, so he tries to become.
Good.
He goes through all these. There's a game that looks blatantly like Halo, and he like goes through that game, and in his other games he tries to go through as like being a goodie, but it actually looked really good.
It's probably gonna end up. Oh, let's all just be whoever we want to be in whatever game or some silly thing like that.
But that looked good. And then kind of related because it's an animation. Have you seen the trailer for Epic?
Yeah. What, the proper trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually looks really good, but at the same time, it looks kind of like Avatar. You can see like features of Avatar in it.
It's gonna be really weird. It looks and, very strange.
It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Avatar mixed into, because like her dad's. Is he like a neurologist? Is that the right word?
I don't know.
And he's
something
like,
bugs related.
Yeah, no. Well, and like plants and all that shit. But I probably got the wrong word completely. And his daughter's there, and she picks up this magic flying thing or something. She shrinks, and then she sees things that people can't see, like all these mini bugs. And there's like a huge war going on. These insects trying to like kill the forest.
A war in the insect world.
And it looked epic,
as it says on the title.
Excuse the pun. But it looked.
I don't like the name of it though.
No.
I think that's a bit of a lazy name, that is.
Yeah.
Unless it's something related into the story.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, that looked good.
The two trailers. I loved it. I can't wait to see it.
What, 2013 though, that's it.
It's like March as well, or May.
Yeah.
God. Too long away.
Yeah. And then.
Are your trailers?
No, I got more than that. I watched a couple more that took my fancy.
These are the latest movie trailers, yeah?
Yeah, another film, 2013, it's called Snitch, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was going to watch that before I came here, but I couldn't bother.
Do you know what it's about?
Nope.
His son's been sent to prison. I don't know whether he should be or not. It doesn't say whether he was convicted, like, wrongly.
Yeah.
And he's got 10 years, and his dad, The Rock, decides to go out and frame it on someone else. But at the same time, he... gets involved with like gangs and all this shit, and all shit breaks loose. And it's based on real events, apparently, or so it claims.
What is it these days, though?
Yeah, I know. It actually looked quite good. It looked like a good action film. But again, 2013.
Might have to watch the trailer then.
So, watch it afterwards. It is actually quite good. Great Expectations is out soon, but that looks shit.
No, it doesn't.
We'll talk about that in a minute then, because you clearly have something to talk about it.
No, I don't.
And
actually.
Then I watched the trailer for Admission. Have you seen
that? Oh my god! That's on my list as well!
And that
you're probably
going
to just sit.
Looks shit. Looks like every other kind of film like that.
Oh, it looks good. I like Tina Fey. She's very funny.
Yeah, she's quite good. She was in Date Night, wasn't she?
Yeah, and Mean Girls.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch that shit. No, Date Night with...
I think you'd actually like Mean Girls.
Steve Carell? Yeah, I thought that was a bloody hilarious film. But, no.
It's not for you.
Yeah, trailer didn't take my fancy at all. Do you want to talk about them? Because you clearly think.
Well, no, it's just I feel it looked good. It's very
like,
funny.
Like, talk about what it is, though. Like,
what it is?
Yeah.
Well, an admissions woman from a university discovers her son or something on another campus, I think. She adopted him or something. No.
Did she
gave him up or something.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Because she was at college when she had him or something.
Yeah.
And now someone's.
And now they're going to, like, reconnect.
And she finds love along the way because she's single and blah 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 blah. You can predict the outcome from the beginning. Same old shit, right? Another film trailer I was shown at work was Jack the Giant Slayer. Although I think you talked about it last week. It's got
maybe.
The main guy from Skins in it.
Nicholas Holt, yeah.
Yeah, and Ewan McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually looked alright.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, looked alright. Looks like it could be good.
I'm not going to go out my way to see it, but...
Yeah. Well, you get free tickets anyway.
Yeah, but if there's something better, I'm going to choose that.
Alright. It looked like it can go both ways, didn't it? Like, it can either be good or it could be really shit. So...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the film... Well, you know who Hansel and Gretel are, don't you?
Yeah.
That they've made a film of it.
Have they?
With Gemma...
Arterton.
Yeah, and Jeremy Renner. Hawkeye and the Avengers, which you've not seen, I thought that's what it was. Yeah, they play Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's taken on, like, fairy tale stories and whatnot, aren't they? And turning it into a proper thing.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
But it's like a much darker version. They're like killing people. Yeah, they always do. Left, right,
what was the other one they did with Snow White and the Huntsman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hadn't heard of that. When's that out?
Next year.
Yeah, right.
It's good.
I think that's all my film trailers I've seen. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I've got a few.
Okay.
I literally watched it before I left. It's a film called Noobs. And it's a story about gamers.
Yeah, right.
Sounds a bit crap. Looks a bit crap. And it's about these gamers, they have to go into this competition. And the game they play is Gears of War 3, so I turn it off straight away.
What's it called?
Boring Noobs,
Yeah. No much blame them. That's probably what the Gears of War movie turned into. They're like,
yeah, they're like,
can't get the budget.
We can't get that budget. Let's just put the footage in a film.
That blatantly then we're is done. What we don't have that's to worry about it. To it. And like next year they'll announce it, like, yeah, by the way, that was it.
That's the only like game they play in the thing as well.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was surprised that they didn't use Call of Duty. Something massive like that.
Thank God, because I can't stand that fucking game.
Nah,
again, I'm going to bring it up. Every time you say Call of Duty, I'm going to say, look, I can't stand it.
I've also got The Host. It's based on a book by Stephanie Meyer. I don't know.
Oh, that could be Meyer.
The author of The Twilight Saga. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, that's what I thought. But the film actually looks quite decent. It's about human race who take over... A human race who come to Earth and then they take over the human form.
Do they become werewolves?
Vampires, I don't know. It looks quite good. Hopefully it'll be better than Twilight, because Twilight was shit.
Never watched it, never will watch it.
You not watched any of them?
No.
Mm-hmm. I watched one and two, that was it. No more.
You watched one and two.
My mate was like, I was going to see it at the cinema. I was like, alright.
No.
That was crap.
No. You've seen one and two. Anyway...
Lincoln. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, we were talking about this. Lincoln the fucking what was it?
No, not that. This is a proper film based on Lincoln in a good way. Not
oh
a
yeah, no,
they
made
way.
It to like counteract that one, didn't they? Or something? I don't know.
Yeah, a film called Lincoln. You not heard about it then?
Only that. This coming out.
Directed by Steven Spielberg. Stars Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah. But will the storyline be good?
Well. I have the storyline right here, actually, Mike.
Yeah, go for it. It's almost as if that bit was scripted.
As a civil war continues to rage, America's president struggles with continuing carnage on the battlefield. And as he fights with many inside his own cabinet of decisions of... Yeah.
You read that like a pro.
Yeah, I don't think I've made sense of what I've written.
I didn't understand.
Apologies, apologies.
Basically, it's about Lincoln, so go watch it if you want to watch it.
During the Civil War, so yeah.
Well, he just wasn't around in the...
Was he not?
Well, he's a real person, so I'd imagine he was around during the Civil War, Scott.
What did you say he wasn't then?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
Another film that looks alright that's coming out. It's called Parental Guidance.
Why have I heard of that?
Because it's a film coming out.
What happens in it?
Grandparents try and take care of their grandkids and they have to like take care of them with their old method ways and all this. And yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have heard of that.
Sounds a bit weird.
Who's it got in?
Bette Midler. Billy Crystal.
No one then.
Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal does Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc. I'm ashamed you didn't know that.
No.
Get out. I'm doing this podcast on my own.
No.
Yeah.
Not the voice of Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. You should be ashamed.
Anyway, he didn't write the part of Mike Wazowski, he just did the voice.
Mike Wazowski? Who are you? Who is Mike? Who's this Mike?
Mike Wazowski's the Monsters, Inc.
Ripoff.
Yeah.
Parody.
The Brooks version. Mike Wazowski, what the fuck am I on about?
I don't know, mate.
Anyway,
I've got loads of cinema to talk about.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to carry on then. Went to the cinema the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Sadly, I was made to see Gambit. With Colin Firth.
Oh, fuck.
Cameron Diaz and Alec Rickman.
You didn't.
I was made to because they wouldn't come and see Silver Linings, so I had to go see that.
Oh.
It was diabolical.
Did they like it?
They weren't impressed. I knew they wouldn't be. The trailer had all the funniest moments in. None of them were funny.
Yeah, you could see.
I cracked a smile once. I was like, wow.
So, yeah, that looked. It just looked embarrassing, didn't it?
Very surprised with the decent cast I had. It was a shit film.
Yeah, because it even had Snape in it.
And he was actually quite good in it.
He is a good actor, though.
But I was. Oh, God. I was just like, no, it's crap. I knew it was going to be crap. I just want to bring up a little rant here. I'm a bit annoyed at Cineworld.
Okay. I'm always annoyed at Cineworld, but I'm glad they are.
I know they have a small cinema in Whitney, 5 screens, but they keep showing shit. I don't want to see.
Why is End of Watch not being shown there?
Exactly. Why is it not being shown? Go and tell them, because I am pissed off as well.
I wanted to go watch that, but no, I got to go all the way to Oxford.
Well, I'm not going to Oxford because I've got a Cineworld card, so what's the point of me spending money on a film when I could see it there, but they're not showing the films I want to see?
Because you're going to Cineworld.
Go on. Just because of that, I'm going to bring up what else they're showing.
Where people eat the popcorn in the window as they're coming out the machine. I just see him, like, grabbing it and chewing it. Like... It's like, mate, there's glass there. I can see you.
Yeah, another shit film they're showing. Nativity 2. Oh,
yeah,
Danger in the fucking manger. Is that like the first one was any good? Now we've got to put up with a shitty sequel. For fuck's sake!
Danger in the fucking manger.
I mean, not that I want to see this. This. I was just pissed off. Like, the first one was shit, and they made a fucking shittier sequel. Who wants to go and watch that absolute dribble? Wow, Mike's actually having a fucking panic attack. Like, End of Watch is out. Not that I want to see Argo with Ben Affleck directing, but that's out.
That's not even being shown at the Cineworld.
It's out, though. Why is it not in Cineworld? Because they're showing shit like Danger in a Manger. And then next week... Well, actually, I think it might be out now. Great Expectations is out. That's not showing. Oh, cheers.
Good, thank God.
It's, like, what... drink. It's just like, what are they doing? Why are they showing shit like that? Cineworld, can you please sort it out? I know you only have 5 screens at Whitney, but at least show something decent in one of them. I mean, Skyfall was good, but you're still showing it.
Are they?
Turn the fucking thing off, guys. Come on. It's been out for like 4 weeks. If you haven't already seen it, you're not going to see it.
For the whole world, bloody seen it now.
I know.
That are interested in it.
God, and Twilight's on. That's going to be on for like another 2 years. Just constantly playing. Yeah, they're all coming still.
When the next trilogy's out. You know, they promised us this is the last one.
Bullshit, that is. Oh, fuck it, we're not making enough money off this host film. Let's just redo the Twilight saga. It's your fault, Stephanie, for writing crap books.
Right. She listens to this.
She could do.
Ugh.
Anyway. Oh, Cineworld ran over. I'm going to go on to the films that are meant to be coming out this week. That probably won't get shown in my local Cineworld.
I'm not even joking. We're going to have to take a break in a minute so I can get a drink. I'm not even lying.
Right. The films that come out this in the next few weeks. On the 30th.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to go.
And we're back. Sorry, we just had to turn off the recording device so we could get a drink and have a laugh without using up time. As I was saying, Mike, films that are coming out in the next few weeks are...
Yep.
Alex Cross, Rise of the Guardians, Trouble with the Curve, The Hunt, and
Rise of the Guardians?
Yeah.
Is that the same as the Alex animation? Cross? Is it called Alex Cross Rise of the Guardians, or
no,
is that a different film?
They're different films.
Is it like Legend of the Guardians? Is no. it like the second one? Okay. Carry on with your list.
The Hunt and Great Expectations. They all come out on the 30th of November.
Which is Friday.
And I could only find one film that comes out on the 2nd of December. The Big Year. And I think it stars Jack Black, so it's already a thumbs down.
The Big Year. Carry on.
That's it.
Is that the bird watching thing?
I don't know.
That's yeah. already out. It's on Sky Go. With Owen Wilson.
The... Eh?
Carry on talking.
Okay. Well.
That's under. That's put you under pressure now.
Yeah, it has. Well. Yeah, they're all the films that are coming out next year.
Yeah.
What else we got then? I will talk about... See what you're looking on your list for.
The Big Year came out in 2011, mate, just to give you a heads up.
Okay, well, that's a typo there. We'll delete that. Exactly right, yeah, The Big Year's not coming out the second of this year because it's already been out for an entire year. So...
They're re-releasing
anyway,
it.
Anyway. Yeah,
in 3D.
Ugh, like it was like shit the first time around. I've got some film news.
Okay.
You're going to love the first one.
That means I'm not.
Paranormal Activity 5 has been confirmed for October 2013. Sorry. I think these... I like Paranormal Activity, but I think the franchise is going to become like Saw. They are going to rinse it dry.
It's because they're making...
Let's do a seventh! How many more can we get?
They're making millions from it, and it's only costing them, what, $20,000 to make?
Yeah, it's hardly anything. Man of Steel and Star Trek 2 trailers are going to premiere before The Hobbit.
Okay.
Which is out at the beginning of December?
Yes, yeah, December. It is in December. So, cannot wait.
Oh, I can. But I definitely want to see the Man of Steel trailer, even though I don't think it's going to be that good, the film.
Man of Steel?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
13th of December is The Hobbit, by the way, just so.
Okay.
Man of Steel.
Yeah. It's a new Superman movie.
Oh, they're re-releasing it again, aren't they? Relaunching
well,
Superman.
Well, yeah, trying to remake it. But they've taken too long of it. I don't think this is going to be very good.
Well, didn't they just relaunch Superman, like, 2 years ago?
It was longer than that, and it failed. So I think they're trying to do it again.
Yeah. I don't know why they keep bothering.
Nor do I. Deus Ex Human Revolution?
Deus Ex.
Yeah, you say it then.
Human Revolution.
Right.
Revolution?
I meant the whole thing.
That's one of the games I traded in.
That's a game. Yeah. The film.
Right.
Has landed a director. The director of Sinister, the horror film that came out quite recently.
Yeah.
So it looks like that's going to go ahead. Bit confused how a game that's probably not that popular gets made into a film. But yet, Halo, Gears of War... BioShock or Fall.
It's because Deus Ex probably has a storyline that can be turned into an hour and a half.
I'll let you off that one, yeah.
Can I just interrupt you there and go a bit off topic now you brought up Deus Ex?
Yeah.
That is one of the games that I traded in that you made me trade in, like one of the 20 games. I actually traded them in.
Yeah, if you saw on Twitter, I posted a picture of the games that Mike didn't want and he actually traded them in. So proud of him.
I never played that game and I got £1.50 for it. And it's quite new.
It's because it's shit.
No, it's because it's single player. Loads of people trade it in when they finish, so you can't get much for it.
I don't think this film's going to do well.
So, yeah, I traded them in. So you're pleased with me?
I am very pleased with you on that one.
And I got £40 for all 20 of them.
It's like £2 a game.
He was scanning them like, yeah, that's £1. That's 50p. And I was like, what?
For what was 50p?
I can't remember now. It was like,
what did you have in there? You did have some oldies in there.
I think Fable 2 was 50p. So if you got it, don't bother trading it in. Or if you do, sell it on Amazon or eBay or something. Fucking hell. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
Back to your films.
Only one more bit of film news. The Independence Day 3D conversion has been postponed.
Right.
I don't know why. I couldn't find out why.
Right.
But everyone's just like, it's been postponed. So I don't think we'll be getting that. But I don't know why they need to do it.
Well, it can only be something to do with Edison. Yeah, it can't be the actors,
oh, yeah, true.
Can it?
I don't see why they need to try and re-release every 2D film into 3D. Like Jurassic Park's coming out of 3D.
Oh, God.
It's like, it might be good, but it's not going to be, because it wasn't filmed that way.
Mm.
And everything... I get so annoyed as well. I had a little rant on Twitter the other day. Like, companies like Marvel and that, they're so bloody lazy. Like, oh, you can have Iron Man in 3D and Thor in 3D, yet it's all filmed in 2D.
I know.
And they can't be able to put the budget into a proper camera and do it properly.
I know.
How fucking lazy is that? And they're getting all this money from those suckers going, oh, it's in 3D! And it's actually not, guys.
Yeah.
The image is just layered and looks 3D.
Yeah. I know.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they've got to make their money, haven't they?
Just,
not as if they don't make enough,
is it? That's what I mean, they make so much. I was like, can you not be bothered to put one 3D camera in a proper film?
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to see a proper superhero 3D film. Because it's all just going to do the same.
So is that what it is now? Is it like a proper 3D camera? Because I thought it was the classic two film cameras.
No, James Cameron developed the camera.
Oh, right.
And loads of companies use it now.
Mm.
Like, the new Resident Evil used it. Avatar clearly used it because it was his camera. Name some 3D films. Some decent ones. I can't think of any.
I haven't got any.
No, not right. Clearly there wasn't many then. but yeah, if you can tell if it's either layered or properly 3D. But yeah, that's all my film news.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll take over for a bit.
Yeah, go on then, treat yourself.
Moving back to games.
Okay.
Kind of some gossip into the next-gen consoles.
Sorry, I hate listening to news on next-gen consoles because it's always bollocks, and I like to hear an official statement.
This is kind of actually an official statement, this one.
If it's what I think it's about, it's probably not.
What's it about?
The Xbox 720.
No.
Two versions or something.
You've already read my thing when I went downstairs to get Coke, but no.
No, because I heard about it.
Oh, right, no, I'm talking about Dragon Age 3. Although Dragon Age 1 and 2 were bollocks, and it's an EA game, they've announced that their next game, Dragon Age 3, obviously, will be a next-gen console game, and it's releasing in 2014.
So that'll be on the PlayStation 4?
And Xbox 720?
Well, people are saying it's not going to be called the Xbox 720.
Yeah, it's not, but that's its name at the moment that people know it by. So it's kind of leading up to the fact that it will definitely be out by then.
That means obviously, next year at E3 then?
Yeah.
It'll be announced.
It's strongly now, like, properly, like, because Microsoft are less worried about giving away news than PlayStation, so people have found out that they're definitely going to reveal the 720, or whatever it's called, in E3. And
what, next year?
Yeah, and they believe it's going to be coming out before Christmas next year. And like you said, at the moment there's rumoured to be two models. One of them's the classic...
Have you seen the pictures?
No, I haven't seen the pictures. One of them is like a classic next-gen console game that you would have thought it would be, and then the other one apparently is for casual gamers, where you just download like arcade games, and it's not meant to run AAA games. Yeah, it's just
a bit crap, man.
It's just for like families. It's like a Wii.
Yeah, it's probably a basic version of an Xbox.
And apparently, both consoles are meant to run off Windows 8, or they're meant to use some sort of Windows 8.
They probably will do, yeah.
You can tell already the Xbox dashboard's kind of like Windows 8.
Yeah.
The tab bit. So I'd imagine it will run off Windows 8. And they're also talking about Xbox might have a phone and TV package deal. So, you know, like Sky Broadband and all that shit.
Yeah.
They're thinking there might be an Xbox phone and TV bundle package.
Well, I heard something about an Xbox TV or something they were going to do.
Well, they've already got Sky channels, haven't they? So I'd imagine they'll have the whole of Freeview and like Sky channels, and it'll be like part of the subscription.
Well, that's going to fail. I don't think that'll do well.
And it will also include phone, like a phone, an Xbox phone. And apparently it links with all your Xbox contacts, so you can just phone them. Or just get on your Xbox and
they shouldn't advertise it as an Xbox broadband thing.
They haven't, and that's what I'm kind of...
Oh. They should be Microsoft broadband.
Because there's no broadband for it yet. And you would have thought if there was, they'd get it right, because they need to run on good broadband. But so it's kind of hinting 2013, which also suggests PlayStation 4, because
a lot of people have been saying this next year, they're all going to get announced at E3.
You won't get any shit out of Sony about that, but they've got to compete with Xbox. We use that tomorrow.
Do you know they've actually never competed against each other?
Yeah, no.
Consoles.
I
thought PS3 and Xbox did, but they were actually a year apart.
Yeah, PlayStation came out after, didn't it?
Yeah, that competed with the Wii.
That's the only reason I got an Xbox.
What?
because the PlayStation didn't come out.
Oh, right.
And then, I mean, the PlayStation 4 might not come out till the next year again.
Mm.
But they know the PlayStation 4 is going to have Blu-ray again. But that's it.
It's about time Xbox got on that bandwagon as well.
Yeah, that we all know which bandwagon they got on. The HD DVDs. Fucking hell. You have to spend an extra £140 to get that drive, and then the DVD stopped selling after about, 2 months of coming out?
They failed really badly.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's all my gossip. Like, I couldn't find any DLC. Nothing. I was looking at.
I think the consoles will definitely be announced at E3 next year.
You can kind of tell because
we've had the Wii U now. And you know, it's you know, since
tomorrow,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's been out in America and that, but I think it's tomorrow our launch.
I've got it here as a 30... Oh, it is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, 30th of November.
So,
Do you know, it's been 6 years since we've had a new console. That's a long time.
Mm.
So they must all be coming out around the same time. So I reckon next year they will be out.
I've had the Vita. So.
It's not a console.
It's a handheld console.
And it did the worst out of all the handhelds I've heard, yeah.
Well, that's because it hasn't got Mario and all that shit on it.
Okay, a proper console then.
Right.
We haven't nothing since 2006.
Well, you wouldn't want it to be like Call of Duty. You're coming out every 2 years.
Well, no, but that's a long time.
The Ouya's might come out.
What?
The Ouya. Ouya, remember when we were talking about it the other?
Oh, Christ, yeah, that weird thing.
But,
That's a long time, though, for consoles.
Hmm.
I think it is.
Hasn't seemed like that long, though.
No, it hasn't.
But that's literally all the gossip I got. And then the only thing on the Vita coming out soon is Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed, which is out on the 3rd of December. I think. That might just be that's a guess, by the way.
I don't know, but I think it's already out on all the other...
Yeah, but it's not out on the
platforms,
Vita yet.
Platforms, yeah.
But yeah, that's all I found game-related worth talking about. But clearly you're going to take over from that?
No.
Oh, I thought you had more games.
Nope.
Is that it?
I have some music to talk about.
Yeah, really? Go on then.
Rihanna's new album. We know your girlfriend's a bit of a lover.
She doesn't like it.
I didn't think she did, because I saw her status on it.
Well, I think she likes it. She's just not.
It's not as good as her previous album, but I like it. It's a bit...
Shine bright like a diamond.
She's done like four fucking albums in 4 years. I think she's trying to get them out too quickly. She's not taking time. What?
Says the guy who... likes Lady Gaga, who releases one every month.
What, an album?
Well, she hasn't had one for a while now, thank God.
She didn't have released two albums.
There's only been two?
Yeah.
Well, she releases a fucking single every week then.
But yeah, Rihanna's done like four albums in 4 years. I think she's rushing a bit now.
Mm.
And I reckon it's like the record company. You're so popular, just make another one, we give you all the money.
Do you think she's actually writing them then, if they're coming out? No, I didn't think she would be.
She might be doing one or two, but she's clearly not taking the proper time to write an album.
Yeah.
Lazy bitch. But yeah, I wasn't that impressed with the album. And everyone was like, oh, it's going to be the best one! Getting really hyped up over it, but no.
Nah, didn't think it would be, because it was Rihanna, but there we go.
If you're not a fan, are you?
No.
I also have Girls Aloud. Their greatest hits album, 10, came out. Or was it coming out soon? I don't know.
Oh my God, did you hear them on Strictly Come Dancing?
No, but I heard they're horrendous.
Oh my God. They were fucking dreadful. Dreadful.
I don't watch that show, but a lot of people said they were really bad.
They were really bad. That's all I can say. They wasn't even singing. Wasn't even singing. You right? You all good?
Sorry.
Drink that Coke a bit quick.
Wait. What were we saying? They were crap.
They were shit, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm loving their album. Even though it's greatest hits, I forgot how many good songs they had. I can't stop listening to it. No, they had loads.
Okay.
But annoyingly, they have all these hits, and there's about 5 tracks that aren't actually on the greatest hits album. I'm just like, why?
Yeah, but it's like that with loads. It's like that with loads of different artists.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Every time I see someone's greatest hits, that's every single they've released.
No. Because I've got a few. And they don't have half ones. I was like, why the fuck aren't they?
I was like, where's that good song? Where's that good song? So I made my fucking own.
Well, you've already got the songs.
I just downloaded the songs I was missing. And I was like, yeah, chuck them in. Sorted.
Yeah, I don't have anything music related.
No.
My eye's twitching.
Great. Nothing else?
Well, we've got other stuff to talk about, but just not as movie related.
I have releases coming out.
Go for it. Can you just ignore my eye whilst you're reading?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know, it's twitching.
Excuse me. Okay. I'm going to mix it up a bit this week.
Ooh.
Like I did last week. Seeing as we talked about music, I'm going to go straight into music releases.
By the way, guys, we didn't actually have a podcast last week. Scott's just talking bollocks.
Oh, the other week. 2 weeks ago, then. music releases. I didn't do as many as I did last time. On the 3rd of December, Kanye West and Jay-Z, The Throne 2.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time.
And Kesha, Warrior.
She's got a new album coming out.
Yeah. It's been a while. Probably be just like the other one. She never sounds different.
Like Lady Gaga.
Ha ha ha. And then on the 10th of December, we have Bruno Mars.
Gay.
Unorthodox Jukebox, which would be shit because he's crap. And I'm really selling it here, aren't I? Really yep. selling it. And then Will I Am, Willpower. That'd probably be crap as well.
Yeah.
I will go to DVD releases. Ready?
Yep.
3rd of December, we have The Dark Knight Rises, The Bourne Legacy, New Year's Eve, Step Up 4, Grey's Anatomy Season 8, New Girl Season 1, The Simpsons Season 15, Cuckoo Town Season 3, Burn Notice Season 5, Luck Season 1, and Secret State.
Whew. Whew. Is The Amazing Spider-Man already out on DVD?
It is. Okay. It came out on Monday.
Oh, did it?
I bought mine today. Mummy bought it for me for Christmas.
Hmm. So, have you watched it?
I saw it at the cinema.
No, but I mean, you're not actually allowed to watch
it. I'm not allowed to watch it until you do Christmas, no.
See, that's what I don't get. That's why you're such a Scrooge, because you don't do Christmas properly.
What?
You already know what you've got, and it's been, you know it's been bought for you already.
Well, yeah. I don't want to be giving shit gifts.
And then I appreciate everything you're giving.
That's what we're like in our family, though. We like to know what people are going to, like, we like to have an idea of what to get people. Because we never know what to get each other. And everyone get in my house just gets really angry.
We usually give a list of like things that we want, and then we'll go and pick like a few.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but you already know what you've got.
What, just because I was there when my mum bought it?
Oh, you were even there. Oh, that's just ruined Christmas. Right, anyway, carrying on. Any other releases you can announce?
Yeah, and then on the 10th of December, Ice Age 4. Love that film.
Mm-hmm.
Expendables 2. Keith Lemon the film. And NYPD Blue Seasons 5 and 6. What? You were shaking your head, I was like, what?
Because I was going to say, oh, your iPad went off, but then I think it might be mine.
What's your phone?
No, my phone's on airplane mode. No, it is mine. Balls.
Oh, get emails. What was that advert you just had up?
Advert?
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite. Sorry, we just... When's that out?
Out February 2013.
Oh, my God.
From $89.99, if you want to pre-order it.
$89.99?
Yeah, it's limited.
Was that a statue? Oh, yeah. Great waste of money.
Yeah. Who wants to buy a fucking game that comes with a statue? Jesus.
Turn my head to see a Gears of War statue of Marcus Fenix.
So,
Like Marcus? And then I have
Gate... Was
that your impression? That was horrific.
God damn it, Dom.
Game releases. On the 30th of November, which is Friday.
Lego. How many times are we going to...
Lego Lord of the Rings. On all... Right, yeah, I knew you were going to give me that look, because I mentioned it in the other podcast, because it doesn't come out on the 23rd.
What? Why not?
Because it doesn't. I had the wrong release date like I did last time.
No, even I've seen it's 23rd.
Eh?
Jack Whitelock's been playing it.
So have I got... So have I got the wrong release date again?
Yes, it's the 23rd. God, I think it's already been out.
My sources are... Sorry, anyway. And on the 30th, we have Far Cry 3 on all platforms.
Yeah.
Which we won't be getting.
Nope.
And then on the 7th of December, we have Iron Sky Invasion on all consoles.
Is that it?
There was nothing else out. But then on the 30th, we have the Wii U out.
Yeah, yeah. With... Interested?
No.
Carry on.
With some games coming out. New Mario Bros. Wii.
You.
No, oh, Mario Bros. U or some shit.
Oh, God.
Batman Arkham City is going on the Wii. They're making a massive deal like it's going to be better than the Xbox version or something. Nah. Assassin's Creed 3, Zombie U, and Just Dance 4 all on the Wii U on release date. Probably along with many
Can others. You play Wii games on the Wii U?
Nope.
But you can use the Wii controllers, can't you?
I don't know. I don't research into shit consoles by Nintendo.
But you play Microsoft, right?
Microsoft's better than Nintendo. Nintendo is shit.
Now they are, yeah.
Let's bring out a Wii U.
But still, the SNES and the 64. Best consoles ever. What have you done?
That's it. That's my list, mate.
Yeah, right.
That's my list for the episodes.
Thank God we got that out of the way soon, because that means I can now power my new computer.
Oh, God. Before we start this podcast, all Mike was doing was sat on his new computer. I struggled to get him off it. I didn't think we were going to have a podcast tonight, because you didn't want to turn it off.
It's amazing. Literally fell in love with it as soon as I turned it on. Just like, oh my God. But
it's very nice.
It's definitely going to help us.
You showed me Adobe, didn't you? Load up. Oh my God, that was up in a blink of an eye.
It was, wasn't it?
So we're probably going to be laughing at rendering. Yeah. It'll be done. We're like, did it even render? Just rendered so fast.
The other laptop that we've been using, if I turn on Adobe, we've got to sit there for what? 2-3 minutes before it even does anything? Yeah. And like sometimes you'll need to click it again. It'll start loading Adobe and then it'll be like, fuck it. And then it won't do it. And then you've got to click it again and then it does it. But this was just like double click. It's on. And it's like, oh my God.
That's what Windows 7's like, mate. That's what
I had Windows 7 on that laptop.
Well, that's what a new PC's like then. Mm. With clear. With nothing on it.
Yeah. It is literally... It's the dogs. And I got Steam on it. And I got 14 games on there for like 20
Do you want to say what Steam is in case people don't know?
Steam's like... it's like an online store where you can purchase digital downloads of games. And they usually... either the same price or a bit cheaper than Amazon. And you literally just... You pay for them. They get straight on your laptop. No waiting. So any time of the day, you can just buy it. And they usually have special deals going on. So, like, games get 75% off. And, yeah, you have, like, your own friend list on there, like you would on Xbox. Over there.
What was that deal you told me about? The Witcher 2 or something?
Oh, The Witcher.
Whatever. Witcher 2.
Yeah, The Witcher 2 was £3, 75% off. And The Witcher 1 was 99p. So and that got Game of the Year edition. That was a Game of the Year edition or something like that, 2008, 2009. So yeah, why not?
99p, bloody hell.
So yeah, I'll be adding more games to talk about in our podcast because there'll be
PC games.
You're
gonna be non-stop on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
I really want you to download Left 4 Dead 2 and play all the modded maps that people create.
No. I might get DayZ though.
Oh, I hate you. I should mention that.
War Z's a new one that's come out, apparently. It's really? Like, because DayZ was a mod of a game.
Yeah, mod of a game.
Armoured 2 or something? It might be something like that.
They're making a proper standalone game.
Yeah, War Z, I think it's called. I think it's already out.
It can't be. They only announced it. Like,
well, Craig was like, oh, it's out. We can play it. Okay. Yeah,
this could be the first PC game I buy.
What are you going to run it on?
I got a new PC.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot you got a new one.
Keep up. That's why I was on about Windows 7 and that. My fucking Windows XP piece of shit. That blew up. That went, mate. That had no chance, the poor thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll probably be playing PC games now.
Oh, have you played the DayZ zombie game? It looks so fun. If there's not much to do. It's like, because I love playing Grand Theft Auto Freeroad. It's like that, but in zombie world.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Love it.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Bastard.
But,
I have to come over and play it.
Yeah. No, the main reason I got it was for the editing, and it's definitely going to help us out, so it'll be easier for us to make videos and edit them. So.
Well, from what you showed me, it looks very fast.
Yeah, it is shit hot.
I'm sure this podcast will be up in minutes.
Yeah.
Instead of hours.
Tell what else it might be able to load up in seconds. A certain website.
What's that? Yeah, stop your Coke can from making noises.
It's that Nibbles and Stain website, mate.
Oh, yeah.
What was it again?
I don't know. Don't tell them.
Why not?
Because you haven't finished it yet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right. I promise, in the next podcast, we will announce the website.
I thought it's done.
No.
What are you doing with now?
There's titles that need to be sorted out.
I had it looking so good.
There's titles that need to be sorted, information that needs to be added.
Oh, my God.
It's almost done.
Right, next podcast.
Listeners, I promise you, we'll do it next time.
And you can also, we've also said it, so if you go on your mobile devices and save it to your home screen, say like if you've got an iPhone, we've got our own little logo that comes up so it looks like an app.
Looks like an app.
And then you can just change the name to Nibbles and Stain or one word.
Yeah, Nibbles and Stain, one word. And
it will all fit in.
It looks like an app. It's amazing.
It looks like an app. But you have to use the and sign, not the word and. So yeah, in 2 weeks' time then, we'll have that up. Basically, it'll just be...
Yay!
Just be a website, really, where you can watch and listen.
That's where we're going
to
have everything. All our podcasts that we've done will be there. All our Nibbles and Snake videos are going to be there. And hopefully future products are going to be in there.
Yep, future films and all that. Whoop. And then photos are behind.
Behind the scenes photos, exclusive stuff, mate, is on there.
Yeah. Check possibly it out. You might put some reviews up, because I know you like doing reviews.
Oh, I could do that.
So if you talk about games here, you're like, but check out my full review on the website.
Our podcast is brought to you by glaciergaming.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Just quickly put that in there. I've done some stuff for them already. I've done a review, an article.
Yep.
And I currently have an article coming up soon.
Yeah, so that's on glaciergaming.co.uk and search for Mr.
What's it called again? We'll just say it again. Glaciergaming.co.uk. Yeah,
Glacier Gaming.
Glaciergaming.co.uk.
Glacier Gaming. Big shout out to them, because without them...
We love you.
Our podcast would die off after 5 episodes, and you'll never be able to listen to the first one ever again, or the second, or the third, or the fifth. So thanks to them, we now have unlimited bandwidth, and we can have every single podcast.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Website. See all the game news and all the loads of new stuff that's related to games.
Yeah, so we'll constantly be linking with them, working with each other.
Yeah, I might put my reviews up actually from their site. So, all the stuff I do on their site, I'm thinking we should put on the website as well then.
Yeah.
That'd be quite cool.
Yeah. So,
definitely.
But yeah, that's me. That's me.
That's me out. Is that you out?
That's me waiting to just go on my computer, mate.
God's sake. We end this one then?
Yeah, and then we'll see how fast it renders this. Or exports it as an MP3. The game is on.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Nibbles and Stain.
Nibbles and Stain.
Follow us on Twitter.
Or is it just Nibbles and Stain?
Nibbles and Stain on Facebook.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Scott Morgan.
And me.
Don't follow Mike.
Yeah, don't follow me, actually.
At the real M. Lydia, because he doesn't tweet.
No.
Or follow...
I've got better things to do.
Our company on Twitter, Nibbles and Stain.
That's Nibbles and Stain Productions now, isn't it?
No. It's all just Nibbles and Stain.
So you change all this shit, and yet it doesn't actually change.
It stays Nibbles and Stain, but then the title's, like, the proper name of it's Nibbles and Stain Production.
Right. So, yeah, follow them, because that's where our main...
Do all that, and also check out, what's that website? Glaciergaming.co.uk?
Yeah, something like that, yeah, glaciergaming.co.uk. So, check them out, and have a good couple of weeks, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, it's getting close to Christmas now.
Talk to you. Oh, yeah, it is. We'll have a festive one next time, because it'll probably be the last one before.
Actually, no.
We have two.
We have one on about the 27th of December.
That's my birthday.
Is it the 27th? Yeah.
Fucking hell, look. You looked at me like, no, it ain't.
Yeah, but I don't know anyone's birthdays, mate. You know this. Right, can we just sign this off now?
Yeah, we'll sign this off and talk about not doing it on my birthday.
Okay.
So, yeah, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Right, bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.